Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you are well. This is one of those days when it is essential that I remind you of what we were talking about when we were last together. Some of us have very good memories. Others of us, I think most of us, need reminders. Have we taken our Prevagen today? Prevagen, that capsule that's supposed to improve memory? Unless we forget to take it. Anyway, we've been tracking Peter and Jesus among the Gospels, as our Lord demonstrates the patience of God. And we read and discussed three passages. In Matthew 9, we saw that God is patient by including us in evangelism. In Luke 5, we saw that God is patient with sinners, slowly ministering to them until they repent. And in Luke 8, we began to read about how Jesus demonstrates God's patience when he took his own sweet time to heal certain people. Our example is Jairus' daughter in Luke chapter 8. I was reading the text when we were rudely interrupted by the clock and had to stop. A real cliffhanger. Let me read the full story and then comment. If you have your Bible, please join us in Luke 8, beginning in verse 40. Luke chapter 8 and verse 40. And as Jesus returned, the people welcomed him, for they had all been waiting for him. And there came a man named Jairus, and he was an official of the synagogue, and he fell at Jesus' feet and began to implore Jesus to come to his house. For he had an only daughter, about 12 years old, and she was dying. But as Jesus went, the crowds were pressing against him. And a woman, who had a hemorrhage for 12 years and could not be healed by anyone, came up behind Jesus and touched the fringe of his cloak, and immediately her hemorrhage stopped. And Jesus said, "Who is the one who touched me?" And while they were all denying it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing in on you." But Jesus said, "Someone did touch me, for I was aware that power had gone out of me." When the woman saw that she had not escaped notice, she came trembling and fell down before Jesus and declared in the presence of all the people the reason why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. And the Lord said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of the synagogue official saying, "Your daughter has died. Do not trouble the teacher any more." Oh no, Jesus, who alone can heal, was on his way to heal Jairus' daughter, the 12-year-old girl, but then he is interrupted by this woman with the 12-year-old hemorrhage. He heals her. We rejoice in this. But what about the girl? Isn't he too late? Verse 49 again of Luke 8 and the rest of the true story. While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of the synagogue official saying, "Your daughter has died. Do not trouble the teacher anymore." But when Jesus heard this, he answered him, "Do not be afraid any longer. Only believe and she will be made well." When the Lord came to the house, he did not allow anyone to enter with him except Peter and John and James and the girl's father and mother. Now they were all weeping and lamenting for her, but he said, "Stop weeping, for she has not died but is asleep." And they began laughing at Jesus, knowing that she had died. He, however, took her by the hand and called, saying, "Child, arise." And her spirit returned, and she got up immediately, and he gave orders for something to be given her to eat. Her parents were amazed, but Jesus instructed them to tell no one what had happened. Well, so much can be said about this, but I invite you to notice these things. First, God's patience is on display here. Jesus was very patient. He sure did take his time getting to Jairus' home, didn't he? Jesus was in no rush. And why would the Lord ever rush? He has the power to heal, and he always has that power. He can exercise it whenever and wherever he wants, in his time. Jesus patiently made his way to the house and patiently raised up Jairus's little girl. Second, notice whom Jesus took with him into the house: Peter, and James and John, and Jairus and his wife. Oh yes, Peter, who was an eyewitness to this whole series of events. Remember, it was Peter who spoke to Jesus when he asked who had touched him. Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing in on you." Verse 45. So we know for certain Peter got the lesson on the patience of the living God. This is more evidence, as we have been saying, for how Peter observed the patience of God by watching Christ. God is patient, and Peter knows it. This is why he writes the following in his second epistle, 2 Peter 3, verse 9, "The Lord is patient toward you." And this is further affirmed by the ways in which Peter personally experienced God's patience in his own life. Let's look at a few examples. This is how we're learning about the patience of Almighty God, a case study on Peter, if you will. I hope this is helpful. If yes or if no, write to me and let me know. mark@godisministry.org. That's M-A-R-K at godisministry.org. Or God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. And both addresses will be repeated at the end. I am interested in a few texts, and all are in the Gospels. Let's start in Matthew chapter 14. We'll be talking about Peter's personal experiences for the next few days and begin here in Matthew 14 at verse 22. Matthew 14, verses 22 through 33. This is compelling. Hear now God's word. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he sent the crowds away. After he had sent the crowds away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray, and when it was evening, he was there alone. But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But seeing the wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind stopped, and those who were in the boat worshiped the Lord, saying, "You are certainly God's son." Well, this is such an important text because here we have affirmation that Jesus is God's son. The disciples declare, "You are certainly God's son." The miracle of the Lord walking on water, the miracle of stopping the wind, these prove God incarnate, God in human flesh, was on the sea that night, because only God can perform miracles. And this passage addresses faith, or lack of faith. In verse 26, instead of the disciples having faith, it was Christ walking towards them, they panicked. "It is a ghost!" Real fear, mistaking Jesus for an apparition. But Jesus very patiently responds, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." And then, regarding faith, Christ rebukes Peter. "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" As the disciple takes his eyes off of Jesus and puts them on the wind as he was walking on the water. All this time, the Lord has been with them. This is Matthew chapter 14. We're quite a ways along here. In fact, back in chapter 8, all these guys were also on the water, in a boat, during a great storm. Only in that separate episode, Jesus was in the boat with them, fast asleep. They were terrified, thinking they would perish, and so they woke up their master. Jesus rebuked the wind and the sea, and they were safe. But now, here, they're again spooked. Notice that Christ still did not crush them or abandon them. He did not say, "I'm done with you guys, finished. You just do not get it. You do not have enough faith." No, the Lord patiently brings up faith and teaches them, again, that faith pleases God. Jesus is looking for faith in Him. The exchange between Peter and Jesus in verses 28 to 31 is a precious moment for us. I love this. When Peter says, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water," how do you read that? A test? "I do believe it is you, Lord, but prove it to me." A challenge, maybe. I read it this way. Peter does have faith, and he wants to be with Jesus, and he wants to be like Jesus. Peter has the desire to do what his Lord is doing. Come. How simple that invitation Christ gives us all. Come. So Peter climbed out and really was walking on water. Then fear stole faith, as it always does. He began to go under, to sink, but immediately the Lord took hold of him. Again, Jesus did not let Peter go under to teach him a lesson. He did not waterboard Peter. No, he patiently saved the disciple's life. Another lesson on God's patience for Peter and for us. More next time on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.